We learned in previous daily halakha from the Magen Abraham, brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Zayin, Sifkatan Tev Zayin, that one should not lace a new shoe on Shabbat for the first time. Bought a pair of sneakers, or has a pair of shoes, and the laces weren't put yet in the holes, so we shouldn't lace them for the first time on Shabbat. That can be mitaken mana. Could be it's you're fixing the keli. Now you're making the keli da'ui, the shoe, wearable. So the Magen Abraham learns that that's forbidden. The Maaseh Hakam Avadiyah Alav Shalom was mahmir, although he brought an opinion from Rabbi Yosef Masas that wanted to say that there's no problem today because the shoe is wearable even without the laces. I want to say the shoes were different in those days, that the laces made the shoe wearable. Today, you could wear it even without laces. It just makes it tighter, that's it. Hakam Avadiyah says that those that are lenient, they have what to rely on, but in principle, he is mahmir. As well as Hakam Ben Sion Alav Shalom, they're mahmir. Menuchat Ahava as well. The question we have today is, if let's say it's an old shoe, clearly it would be permissible to relace it on Shabbat because it was worn already. So you're not making the shoe was made already. The question is, are you allowed to lace an old shoe with new laces? Or this is only talking about where you're lacing it with the old laces that were there. Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Yud Zayin brings some there, Yau Rabba. Yau Rabba actually is Mahmir and says, old shoe, new laces is a problem. However, Hakam Avadiyah Alav Shalom in Hazon Avadiyah in Chedek He clearly is lenient in such a case, and he says that what's the difference? You're not doing anything. It's the same Sevara, that just like the shoe was wearable already, because you made it a shoe by putting the laces in, so it was going to take new laces. I'm not doing anything to the new laces more than they were already. So therefore he's matir, even an old shoe with new laces. That's the way Menuchat Ahava comes out as well. Regarding another question in Halakha, the Rama brings down in the laws of tying knots that on a certain type of string that we're concerned that you might make a knot at the end of it. This was the normal way to make a knot after you would string something so it doesn't fall out. The Rama says you cannot even string it because you might make a knot. That's what he writes in at the end of Halakha Bet. If by stringing it, it's a tedious job, and in order to save the job from undoing, you'll put a knot at the end of it, so he doesn't let you string something on Shabbat. The practical example of this would be, if a lady, let's say, has a pearl necklace, and a couple of the pearls that came off the string, it would be forbidden on Shabbat to take the pearl and stick it back in the string, even without making a knot, for the simple reason, because she's going to make a knot. Because the only way to keep the pearl from falling off is to make a knot. And any time we're concerned that a knot might be made, because it's the common practice, so therefore the Rama was Mahmir. Hakam Avadiyah brings that as well in the Hazon Avadiyah in Chedek Dalid as well. Shibinat Shabbat Kel Cheta as well. Regarding another halakha that we learned, regarding, let's say, a Sefer Torah. The Ashkenazim have a Sefer Torah, and they tie a Sefer Torah together. After they finish reading it, they tie it. They tie the two columns together. Well, today they have buckles, or they have Velcros, but sometimes they have old fashioned, they just have a like a handkerchief or a scarf that they roll around and they tie it. Problem is, if they're going to tie it and make a knot, they have to make sure that they use that Sefer Torah, at least according to the Sfaradim, within 7 days. Because any knot that's made for more than 7 days, at least it's Isur Darabanan. Well, assuming that they, let's say, make it in Mincha, and they eat Mincha Shabbat, they use it Monday morning, so therefore, you would not have a problem in making that knot in the Sefer Torah. However, one should be concerned that if they're making the knot in the Sefer Torah, they don't use it only, you know, every month. So then one would have to be concerned that they're making a keshet shel kayama. So one would just have to just make a bow in order not to have a problem of keshet shel kayama and Shabbat.